This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This is a story about communities and the organizations we belong to. It's about membership and courage and placing community interest over self-interest. As has been widely reported, President-elect Donald Trump has put forth the name of Tom Price for Secretary of Health and Human Services. While many of us have different views about politics and health care, most people feel that basic health care should be a right, not a privilege. Health care should be about service and care, not about profit. Well, Price is a six-term congressman from Georgia who was trained as an orthopedic surgeon and has devoted much of the past 8 years to repealing the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. He wants to replace it with policies that drive toward private business and corporate profit. By any measure, Price is highly conservative. He's strongly opposed to any reasonable gun control, despite the enormous cost to human life through gun violence. He has the NRA's A rating. He is opposed to abortion. He is also against prohibiting job discrimination based on sexual orientation and gay marriage. At every turn, he has strongly supported legislation that is pro-doctor, even when it's anti-public health. He's expressed strong support for replacing the Medicare program. As Health and Human Services Secretary, Price would have overall responsibility for Medicare, for financial assistance programs, for the FDA, for Centers for Disease Control, and the National Institutes of Health, and much more. The problem comes when organized medicine, the AAMC, or the Association of American Medical Colleges, and the AMA, the American Medical Association, strongly support his nomination. Such support suggests that medical schools and practicing physicians support this man. They do not. As an organization, the AMA no longer represents rank and file physicians. Rather, it represents a very small wedge of conservative older physician members, most of whom are still in private practice. Price and the AMA represent the old school agenda of organized medicine, which focuses on what's best for physicians and business, not what's best for the public. He hates restrictions on physicians, but supports restrictions on lawyers who are suing physicians. Likewise, the AAMC does not represent faculty members, nor do they take any survey of members. By supporting Price, both organizations are acting in their organizational self-interest. Perhaps their strategy is to keep the door open for future influence, but the message that they send by strong support is flawed and lacks courage. There is a conflict between medical organizations that are focused on maximizing their members' benefits and the need to focus on improving patients' access to care and achieving good outcomes. Where are the organizations that can stand up and represent the public in these debates? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.